Music fans may have heard that Paul McCartney has scheduled an August 15th concert in Grand Rapids. There's little doubt that the Beatles are the most popular band in history. McCartney, John Lennon, George Harrison, and Ringo Starr left an indelible mark on the world in the 1960s, and fans can relive those glory days and their post-Beatles solo careers at a new exhibit opening Saturday at the Henry Ford in Dearborn. Scott Pohl took an early tour. What was the highlight for you, Scott?
Well, Mark, I have to say highlight might not be the right word for the artifact that most people will find most touching about the Magical History Tour. You'll hear about it at the end of this look around with the Henry Ford's media relations manager, Melissa Foster. We started at a mock-up of the Cavern Club, where the early Beatles played.
Guests to the exhibit will see a full-out replica of the Cavern Club, complete with guitars and also the drum kit that Ringo would have used. It's not the drum kit, but it is a replica of what it would have looked like. And it's pretty neat because it is to scale, so guests can kind of get a feel of the early beginnings of the Beatles in this area.
That's a very tiny stage for four musicians.
Very tiny. And also, you'll also hear the audio, some of the early stuff that the Beatles would have sang. So before Hold Your Hand and all their hits after that. So it's very early rock and roll.
Well, Melissa, right around the corner from the Cavern Club, so to speak, we've started to see some memorabilia that is directly associated with the Beatles album covers that were autographed by members of the Beatles.
Yes, and there's also some fan letters from the early days. So the Beatles had a fan club early on from the very start. They had a pretty good following, but it's surprising because you wouldn't know that in the early days their fan club people who would be responding to those fans would be their family members. So you get a lot of responses back from some of their parents responding to the pieces of mail that they received over here.
And with I Want to Hold Your Hand playing in the background, we've walked into what you've described as the Beatlemania area. Tell me a bit about this part of the exhibit.
So this is an additional section into the exhibit that talks more about the Beatles at the height of the fan craze in the U.S. This section really, you'll hear I Want to Hold Your Hand amongst other songs here, but it kind of shows the craze that was sent off to these American fans when they did hit on the road, and you'll get a sense of what life was like on the road for them. There's photographs, some never before seen, along with some record albums, some magazines from that time period, along with some interesting bobbleheads and figures that people would have bought, young girls, I'm guessing.
Well, the Beatles were on everything. I see board games and a little carousel sort of a thing to put 45 RPM records in. This really was life in America when the Beatles first exploded on the scene.
Yes, and we actually have some of these items in our own collection here at the Henry Ford. We have lunch boxes and souvenir buttons that from fan clubs that American girls would have been buying at the time, showing that they love the Beatles.
And when I touch you, I feel happy inside.
The next thing we've encountered here, Melissa, is a set of four suits. People can walk up and put their faces where the faces of the Beatles would have been. These are the early Beatles suits, the matching suits.
Yes, so you and three of your friends can pick which Beatle is your favorite and put your face through and become the Fab Four yourselves. It's a great photo op, and I'm sure once we open, folks will be clamoring to get their pictures over here.
Now, I'm going to assume that since the way this is set up, I could, if I wanted to, actually touch these suits, that these are not actual Beatles-owned suits.
No, these aren't actual suits. They're not artifacts, because as we know here in the museum, they deserve a lot of care if they are artifacts. So they're not. They're like the suits the Beatles would have been wearing, those gray button-down suits.
collarless suits. And by the way, listeners, you have indulged me, Melissa, in putting your face in one of these, and that'll be one of the photos in the slideshow we'll have at WKAR.org. I'm at the Henry Ford in Dearborn with Melissa Foster. She's the Henry Ford's media relations manager, touring the new Magical History Tour, which is honoring the Beatles through September 18th here at the Henry Ford. We're now in an area that is focused on their studio work. People who weren't around in the 60s may not know or recall that the Beatles really didn't tour or perform live after about 66 or so. They worked exclusively in the studio, and that's what we're looking at here.
Yes, so this section, the In the Studio section, talks a lot about the work that they did for Abbey Road and Apple Records, and talks a little bit more about the different experiments that they were doing, the different samples of noises, like duck noises and cow noises, along with the different instruments that they were incorporating in their music to make albums like Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band or Yellow Submarine.
In the studio with the Beatles, of course, means working with the now late George Martin, having just passed away earlier in 2016. Tell me a little bit about what we see here in the exhibition from the collection of Sir George Martin.
So there is a kiosk inside the exhibit that talks about the other George, as you mentioned, George Martin. And you'll see George Martin's home recording unit that he used, along with an autographed photo, a microphone that he would use, and also a letter from him.
We've walked into an area where we're between a couple of large video screens and the song Tomorrow Never Knows is playing. What exactly is going on here?
So this is kind of the to signify the dissolution of the Beatles. So you're kind of walking from, you know, going through the exhibit from the beginning to in the studio to now Tomorrow Never Knows, kind of be up in the air. Where is it going now? The Beatles had hit a kind of a crossroads in their careers, and it's pretty crazy the amount of music that they put out and how much effect they had, but they really weren't around that long. They were really only around for 10 years. So this kind of signifies, this area with the projection screens and the video kind of signifies that dissolution of the band.
We're looking at an artifact of great interest. This is the official original Beatles breakup letter.
Yes, so it was a letter from John, Ringo, and George to the Eastmans and Paul McCartney, letting them know that he is not the authorized lawyer or spokesperson for the Beatles, but just Mr. McCartney himself. But it is signed by John, Ringo, and George.
The Eastmans are Eastman and Eastman, the legal firm representing Paul McCartney. Linda Eastman, of course, becoming Linda McCartney. With the breakup, we have individual representation of the solo careers of the four Beatles, starting with George Harrison. We have artifacts like a guitar case that belonged to George Harrison.
Yep, you have a guitar case that he would have used in 1988, along with a signed record from his solo career, and also, oddly enough, a check from George Harrison to the taxman to pay off his taxes, in 1972.
£9.85 is all he owed, really?
Yeah, it seems a little low if you think about it, but apparently so.
My sweet Lord.
The John Lennon section includes articles of clothing and other items that belong to John.
Yes, so you'll see a jacket that he wore through the 60s, along with a fedora, a signed postcard from Yoko Ono, along with some of the record equipment that he used in his home office.
Imagine there's no heaven.
When we turn around, this is the Paul McCartney section, and the first thing I see is a Hofner bass that was signed by Paul in 1999, the violin bass that Paul is famous for.
Yep, and you'll see guest books signed by the Beatles, along with a couple album covers signed by him, and of course a picture of him, Linda, and Stella McCartney, because Paul was known to be a family man. So you get a little bit of sense of that in this section of his solo career.
Stuck inside these four walls, sent inside forever, never seeing no one nice again like you, Mama.
And lastly, we have the Ringo section. One thing that leaps out at me when I stand here is not just a symbol from Ringo Starr. The photo of Ringo where he looks like the Pope or something akin to the Pope, that's a striking image of Ringo Starr.
Definitely. So the stuff from Ringo is a little bit newer. We also have a drumstick that he would have used, along with an autographed shirt that he was from one of his recent tours. And of course, as you said, the picture of him dressed up as the Pope.
Together is so precious. Together we have grown. We have grown.
Melissa, we've arrived at what really is the last and should be the last item in this exhibition about the Beatles. It's a two-sided display case. The side that we're looking at right now is the Associated Press bulletin announcing that John Lennon was dead. And on the other side, which we're going to walk around to, we have the album cover from the album that was just released at the time that he was killed, Double Fantasy with Yoko Ono. This is a very special edition, though, of the album. Tell us about it.
Yes, so the album is actually John Lennon's last autograph, and sadly enough, it was to the man who shot him, Mark David Chapman.
There will be people who will linger here, and some tears will be shed at this part of the exhibition.
Oh, definitely. I actually have been in here with a couple people already this week, and it's an area where people kind of stop, and it does give you a little bit of goosebumps. It does hit you kind of hard, especially this year, given that we've recently lost some of the most important musicians of our time. John Lennon, sadly, and his life was ended very early and very shortly. So it's one of those places where you can kind of pay your respects.
The Magical History Tour, where you can see all sorts of Beatles memorabilia and artifacts, is at the Henry Ford in Dearborn through September 18th. I've been talking with Melissa Foster. She's the media relations manager here at the Henry Ford. Thanks for showing me around, Melissa.
Not a problem, Scott.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.